Are there different kinds of watermelons?
I don't think so. There's, you know, different colors.
On the inside or the outside?
Outside. White watermelon and a striped one.
Now, are they all red on the inside?
All red inside.
What are the kinds?
No, it's another kind of one. A honeycomb one, too. Yellow like a yellow vein. They good, too.
Was that yellow on the inside?
Yellow inside.
Oh, man,
white outside.
A man talked to me about that.
That's right.
And he said they were good.
Well, I mean, they good. They won't make many of them now.
He don't said make that he got tall. His seeds all the way from California.
Sure
enough. Those that he didn't find them.
Right.
I've never seen one.
I know. I have.
I tell him I have to come back in the summer and have one because I've never seen one. What other kinds of melons? You mentioned another kind, cantaloupe. Okay, what is
they yellow. Yellow just like that in you.
This.
They grow yellow like that. Inside yellow.
What's the outside color?
Yellow.
Yellow too.
Yellow.
Ever hear of a mushmelon?
Mushmelon, that's them.
It's same thing
them
as
a mushmelon. Cantaloupe.
When it's rained, you'll go out in the yard sometime, and you might find some little things that look like little tiny umbrellas, little white things that pop up out of the ground.
May pops.
What do they look like? Are they
round, green, like a watermelon. They ain't big as a watermelon. They're round. They got white seeds inside, a may pop. You know what a may pop?
No, I don't. Are they edible? Do you eat them?
They run like watermelon, the vines.
You can
eat them when they get ripe. They're good.
Are they?
They're good.
Well, what I was really thinking about in that case was something that you find out maybe growing in the grass or in the woods, and when there's been a lot of water, these seem to come up. Usually they grow where it's kind of dark and has a lot of water. They're little white things about so big. Some of them you can eat, but some of them you can't.
Can't eat them. I don't know what they are.
Do you ever hear of mushrooms?
Maybe that's what them is. I don't know.
Ever hear toadstools?
No, I
don't. Frog houses?
No.
Okay. The man put the medicine in his mouth, but he just
couldn't swallow it.
People usually smoke two things. If they're going to smoke, they smoke one or the other. They smoke
cigarettes or pipe.
Or, you found
a cigar.
He would come up with that pipe.
Pipe too. Although you smoke pipe.
If you're talking about the fact that you don't owe anybody anything, you say, I'm not something to nobody.
I don't owe nobody anything.
Oh, did you say I'm not beholden to anybody?
That's right. I'm not beholden to anybody.
Or did you ever say I'm not obligated to anybody?
Obligation to say that too.
Is there any difference between the two?
It's just the same thing. It means the same thing, but it's just different name you can say it by.
Okay, fine. Can you do that? Yes, I
can do that.
Or no,
I can't do that.
All right. I ran to get the doctor, but the man was dead, would you say, I ran to get the doctor, but he was done dead, or he was already dead?
He wasn't dead.
Hear anybody saying, talking about a child maybe climbing up in a tree, would you say he ought to be careful, or he belongs to be careful?
He ought to be careful.
If you're telling children not to go in the road, do you say, you dasn't go in that road, you dare not go in that road, don't you go in that road?
I say, you better not go in that road.
All right. If you're talking about something, you're asking your child a question about something he learned in school, he didn't know, you'd say, you ought to know that, you had ought to know that, you ought to know that.